Learning Masech, the Sugga, after Zav and Min Aleph. The Mishnah talks about a tikkur she'ein alei maziva, if you have a roof which doesn't have cement, and the Mishnah says, if Yehuda brings a machlokes b'shamei b'sil, according to b'sil, you just have to either be mefakbek or neitel achas b'netayim. B'shamei holds you have to do both, and the Gemara explains it means you have to be neitel achas b'netayim. And the Meir says, l'nechlu b'shamei b'sil b'dav ezeh, you neitel achas b'netayim v'einim mefakbek. That's how the Gemara explains the Mishnah. What's the machlokes by tikkur she'ein alei maziva? The Gemara is two pshatim. One pshat is a regular machlokes if you have exeris nesarim. The tikkur she'ein alei maziva after the mefakvek with the night lachas v'netayim, you don't have, after the mefakvek al kopanim, you don't have tas of v'olim v'nasi. But the question is, do you have Xavier's tikkur? So why are they arguing again in this Mishnah? They argued in the previous Mishnah, Mesachim and Nesarim, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda v'Rabbi Meir Eiser. Why do you need a second Mishnah? You might two pshatim. Either the first Mishnah is talking about Nesarim Meshubin, it's not talking about Xavier's tikkur, it's talking about Nesarim Meshubin. And it's really Xavier's Kalim. That if you use the Sarim Meshubim Shut the Kli Eitz, you might use a Kli Kibble. That's where Rabbi Yechanan held. But Rav held that Sichu Bechitzim Zecharim is Ksheri, you're not Gezer Atene Kevais. So you can't learn Pshat in the previous Mishnah. The Pshat in the previous Mishnah is also Xavier's Tikra. So what's Pshat in our Mishnah? Pshat in our Mishnah is, Rabbi Yehuda is telling Meir that your Svar is Beishami Svar, Meir says, no, Lenechlu Beishami Sula Bedavazet. But according to Shmuel, that by Yesh B'Dalet, everyone agrees. So what's Pshat in this Mishnah? The Gemara says, they're arguing B'Tulei Tikra, if by Mefakvik you're being Mevatel the Tikra and making an Eish Zeris Tikra. Adkan Be'erich is the Gemara. Now there's a big Machlekes Rishenim, how to understand, because Taisus, Rashi and Taisus, and also the Balamar and the Rosh hold, they were talking about a Tikra which has Dalet Vachem. Since Stam Tikra is Dalet Vachem, so the Gemara says the Tikra must be, the Rishonim saying the Gemara assumed that the Tikra had Dalet Vachem. And that's why you have the regular Xeris Tikra. According to Rav, by Dalet Vachem you have a Machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir. That's the case of the Machlekes when the Nesarim are Dalet Vachem. That's when there's a Machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir. So again, you have the same Machlekes here. There, Rabbi Yehuda says it's good enough to be mefakvik because there is no Xavier sticker, because Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold the Xavier sticker, and males is not good enough because he holds the Xavier sticker. But according to Shmuel, everyone holds the Xavier sticker when there's Dalet Vachem. So that's the Gemara's Kasha, according to Shmuel, B'mayim Metukum. If you could say this Mishnah's talking about it's not Dalet Vachem, so why don't you say Pashit? Shmuel is talking about the ticker is not. Shmuel holds the Mishnah's going when it's not Dalet Vachem. And then you have the same machlekes of Yehuda Nermeir. If this Xavier's sticker, when it's not Dalet Vachem, why was the Gemara bothered according to Shmuel? Elamai, because the Gemara assumed that Avad, if it's a tikra, it's Dalet Vachem. No such thing as a tikra, it's not Dalet Vachem. So then you have to say a very big chiddush lemaskana. That even though these Nesarim are Dalet Vachem, and if you would want to use these Nesarim for a sukkah, it would be possible. L'kuli Yama. But still, Rabbi Yehuda holds that since the Nesarim were originally there as a roof, and you went and you menaneh them, so you showed you know the halacha. You showed you know the halacha that you can't be under a regular tikra. If you use Nesarim, so next year you're going to say, oh, last year I used Nesarim, this year I have the Nesarim ready prepared for me. I have a tikra. So therefore, you don't realize that a tikra is a psul neraisa, because sukkar machmanav, le'bayin shakal hashana, like Rashi says. So, that's when you use the Nesarim. But if it was once a tikra, and then you were mefakvik, then betulei tikra, then you made it ice tikra, you showed that you don't, that you know not to use the tikra, and therefore we're not geyser on you. And the Meir says no. Even in that case, since then, Nesarim sheishma and dalad di geyser. Even if they weren't dalad according to a Meir, you would be geyser. But that's what comes out according to Shmuel. And this is the pshat of Rashi, Taisus, the Balamar, and the Rosh. But the other Rishayim, the Ramban and the Ritva, and the Dvar brings it from his Rebbe, and the Ran, and the Ravid, they say this Mishnah is talking about it's not Dalet. And that really is going with Shitasam. We had before, on Daf, Yudaladim and Aleph, we had the Machlokes, if Nesarim, that's Dalet, that according to Rav Lamashal, the whole Machlokes is by Dalet, when it's not Dalet, everyone holds its Kasher, according to Shmuel, when it's Dalet, everyone holds its Pasul. What's the difference if it's Dalet or not Dalet? Rashi said earlier, and this is what these Rishayim hold, because Stam Tikra is Dalad. If it's not Dalad, you normally do not make a Tikra out of the Sarim that aren't Dalad Tvachim. But the Rishayim, they argue. The Rishayim say no. There's no such thing. I mean, today, we definitely use the Sarim that aren't Dalad, but even in those days, they bring a Raya from Gemara Bav Mitziyah, Daf Kuf Yad Zayin, you can make a Tikra from anything. You don't need Dalad to make a Tikra. So what's the pshat that by Dalad they were going? Because has a Shiva's Makan, like the Gemara there says, has a Shia Makan, but not because Stam Tikra is Dalad. So since you don't say Stam Tikra is Dalad, so our Mishnah is not necessarily talking about Dalad. So according to Rav, why is our Mishnah have Xavier Tikra? If we're not talking about Dalad, why is it Xavier Tikra? So Zayin Rishayin and Megavaldi Gazach, that by Nisarim, which you never use as a Tikra, so we only see a Xeris Tikra if the Nisarim are Dalad. If they're not Dalad, they're Kanan Ba'alma. Now, Shein Kain, when the Nisarim were actually used as a Tikra, so they're Tikra Alein. That's Tikra. So even if they're not Dalad, you're going to have a Xeris Tikra. Because it is a Tikra. So in Mela, even if it's not Gimel, you'd have a Xeris Tikra. Once it was Taka, Tikra, Shein Elem, Naziva, you'll have a Xeris Tikra even if it's not Dalad. That's what these Rishayim hold. So according to the Rishayim, it says really two chumras come to us. One is that the other Rishayim, Rashi and Taisus and the Balamor and the Rosh, they hold, if it's not Dalad, there's no Havimin into Pasal. There's no Xeris Tikra when it's not Dalad. I mean, according to Ramei, from Gimel to Dalad. But according to Rav, according to Ramei, need Dalad. And according to Shmuel, according to Bini, need Dalad. If it's not Dalad, there won't be Shayach and Xeris Tikra. But according to these Rishayim, the Ramban and the Ridva and the Ra'ah, and the Ran, even if it's not Dalad, there's Xeris Tikra. When you have the Sarim, then there's no Xeris Tikra if it's not Dalad. But when you have the Tikra Alein, even if it's not Dalad, there's Xeris Tikra. And the second Chumra according to the Rishayim is, this didn't be too late Tikra. They hold this very not mistambrit to say. They might argue on Rashi. They say, how could you possibly say that the Sarim, if you use them for Schach, the Apostle, but if they're once a Tikra, and then you use them for Schach, then they become Kasher. What about if everyone else who sees them? It's not only Xavier for the person involved that you'll say he knows the halacha. What about everyone else? You have two sukkahs, they're both made for Nisarim, and one's kosher and one's pasul, because this one used to be a tikra. They hold this not mistab. You can't say such a thing. But bitulei tikra means the other way. They're really not Nisarim. Why are you having Xavier's tikra on them? Because they were a tikra. Oh, I was mefakfik them, so I was mefatul the tikra. That's the machlekes. Does mefakfik make a bitulei tikra? Rabbi Yehuda holds, Enoch and Ami, they were a Tikra, so of course you'd have even more than Xeris Tikra, you'd have to ask Avayim and Asi. But once on the fact with them, they're always Tikra. So now they're not, there's no market to be geyser. But it only works when the Nisarim are not Dalad, so the only reason why they have Xeris Tikra is because they were a Tikra, and now you're Mavadal the Tikra. But if they're Dalad, then it wouldn't work. Now, the Shaila is according to this Pshat, then each Mishnah says a Gevaldik Chiddush. The first Mishnah is talking about a Sarim that weren't the Tikra, a Sarim and a Sarim. So there we have a Machlokes of Hunar Ameya, do we have a Xeris Tikra? And this Mishnah is talking about a Sarim that were a Tikra. So we have another Machlokes that Rabbi Yehuda holds, even though they were a Tikra, he's still not Geyser. And Ameya holds, since they were a Tikra, even if they're not Dalad, they're Geyser. So Rishayim say, but Saba Atalia. The nice dice, and that's what's a drop dachuk lefi their pshat. Nice dice, it's considered arguing about the same thing. Avada, if you hold that Nisarim, Sheyesh behen Dalad, there's no Xeris Tikra, who would then, if it's a Tikra, there's no Xeris Tikra? And if you hold Nisarim, Sheyesh behen Dalad, Xeris Tikra, who would then, if it's a Tikra, you would have to be Geyser even if it's not Dalad? And that's a Pasha Dazach. So the Gemara is saying like this, according to Rav, that Rabbi Yehuda Bechal doesn't hold the Xeris Tikra, and even Ramea only holds its Xeris Tikra when it's Dalad. So this Mishnah is saying the same thing. Even though this Mishnah is not Dalad, and you think Lekul Alma Bikasha, but no, it's a Tikra. So since it's a Tikra, so if you hold the Xeris Tikra by Nisarim of Dalad, so who would then hear you hold the Xeris Tikra when it is a Tikra? And that's why, according to Ramea, it's Pasha that it's Pasul. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, that you don't hold the Xeris Tikra by Nisarim that are Dalad, who would then you don't hold the Xeris Tikra by Nisarim that are a Tikra, and it's Pasha that it's Kasha, Tati Lomeli, and that's why the Gemara said the two Terutzim, either the Mishnah before was Tumat Nisarim Meshubim Xeris Kalim, or the Mishnah here is explaining why Rabbi Yehuda is arguing with Hermeyer and saying, Yusvar is Besham Esvar. But according to Shmuel, that holds Rabbi Yehuda also holds the Xeris Tikra when it's Dalad. When does Rabbi Yehuda argue? Only when it's not Dalad. Rabbi Meir says, even if it's not Dalad, there's Zeris Tikra. Rabbi Yehuda holds, no. If it's not Dalad, there's no Zeris Tikra. Rabbi Yehuda is also masking the Zeris Tikra when it's Dalad. So, Oivazai, when it's a Tikra, even if it's not Dalad, even Rabbi Yehuda has to hold this bustle. So, what's the machlekes? And that the Gemara says, the Betulei Tikra. You're right, of course, the Zeris Tikra calls men it's a Tikra. But Rabbi Yehuda holds, in your fact, that you make a Tikra bottle. Now this is Asa the Rambam Musa. The Rambam in Perikei Halacha Yud says that by a Neser Dalet, it's Asa B'chol Inyan. The Rosh says it's Tamur. Why did the Rambam say that? The Teretz is because the Rambam holds that Bitulei Tikra only works if it's not Dalet. And the whole reason why this Zeris Tikra is because it was a Tikra. And then you can say Bitulei Tikra. But if it is Dalet, and it's a Tikra, Stam Al Seneser Alein, there's no such thing as Bitulei Tikra. Now Lepsak Halacha, Stam, in the Sugya of Nesarim, right, we have, according to Rav, the machloekish of Meir and Rabbi Yehuda is when it's Dalad, if you have Xavier's Tikra or not. And according to Shmuel, the machloekish of Meir and Rabbi Yehuda is when it's not Dalad. When it's Dalad, everyone holds that it's apostle. But Maisa, it's an interesting thing. All the Rishayin and Paskin, that when it's Dalad, you have Xavier's Tikra, and when it's not Dalad, there's no Xavier's Tikra. But the Rishayinim argue why. Taisis, on the bottom of Daf Yudalim, the days of Maskal Hafran, and also the Rif and the Balamar and the Taisus Rid, they all paskin like Shmuel according to Rabbi Yehuda. They paskin like Shmuel that the Machlekes is if it's not Dalet, and when it's Dalet, everyone holds it's Pasul. But they paskin like Rabbi Yehuda that when it's not Dalet, it's not Pasul. That's their Shita. We paskin like Shmuel, and the reason is it starts from the fact that we always paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, or maybe Lach and Rabbi Yehuda. But then, the Shilas we paskin like Rav and Shmuel, since you see the Gemara is naming on that it's Pasul, so you see we paskin like Shmuel. That's what those Rishayim hold. Gemara has a Shalaf Hafkan Al Tzidayim, Feistais, we paskin like Shmuel. But other Rishayim, the Raivid, the Ra, the Ritva, they hold that we paskin like Rabbi Meir. Halacha Rabbi Meir because they're Reisav. So what's the Shalaf? We paskin like Rav. Rav is Shmuel, Halacha Rav v'Yisuri. So they both come out to the same thing. If you hold like Rav, but you pass like Rabbi Meir, so then if it's Dalet, it's Pasul, and if it's not Dalet, it's Kasher. If you hold like Rabbi Yehuda, but you pass like Shmuel, so Vaita, if it's Dalet, it's Pasul, it's not Dalet, it's Kasher. The Rosh says, it's not Afkimina, if you pass like Rav according to Rabbi Meir, or Shmuel according to Rabbi Yehuda. But the Ritva, and it's brought down a little more Barichas in the Gain, in Simen Tav Reish Lamed Aleph Siftes, he says, really, there is an Afkimina. There's an Afkimina if you hold the Bitulei Tikra. If you're passing like Rav, according to Rabbi Meir, it means you're passing like Rabbi Meir, and you hold like Rav, so nobody holds a Betulei Tikra. If you hold like Rav, the Machlekes in this Mishnah is the same Machlekes in the last Mishnah. If there's Zeris Tikra or not. Now, if you hold like Rabbi Meir, so it means you hold there is Zeris Tikra. If you hold there is Zeris Tikra, so there's no din of Betulei Tikra. In fact, it won't work. But if you hold like Shmuel, according to Rabbi Yehuda, and you hold like Shmuel that the Pshat is that Rabbi Yehuda is masking by Dalet, but then again, then you have to hold the Betulei Tikra because you pass him like Rabbi Yehuda. And you hold like Shmuel according to Rabbi Yehuda, and according to Shmuel, the only Pshat in this Mishnah is Betulei Tikra, and then you do have to hold the Betulei Tikra. That will come out in Afkimina. Even though Rav according to Rabbi Meir holds that Dalet Tvachim is Pasul Nas is Kasher, and Shmuel according to Rabbi Yehuda holds Dalet Tvachim is Pasul Nas is Kasher, but if you hold like Rav according to Rabbi Meir, then Mefakvik doesn't work. You still have Xavier's Tikra. There's no Betulei Tikra. But if you hold according to Shmuel, according to Yehuda, then Mefakvik works. Because we hold the Betulei Tikra. Now here's the interesting thing. Shulchan Aruch Paskins, Minastam, the Shulchan Aruch says that when you're Mefakvik, even if it's Dalet, it's Mutter. Because the Shulchan Aruch is passing the Kula like Rashi. The Shulchan Aruch is passing that we do say Betulei Tikra. And the Pshat in Betulei Tikra is, even when you have Nesarim that are Dalin, still Betulei Tikra works. And that's what Rashi holds, and Taisus and the Rosh. Rashi Svara, that once you know the Halacha, then it's Mutter. So according to the Shulchan Aruch, if you have a Tikra She'en Olam Meziva, with Nesarim that are Dalin, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, if you're Mefakvik, it works. But then he brings a Yesh Misha'imer, that if it's Dalin, it's a problem. And that's like the Rambam that says Mefurish that way, and that's the Pshat of the Ramban, the Ritva, and the Ran, that when it's Dalet, there's no such thing as Betulei Tikra. When it's not Dalet, there's still the Xavier's Tikra because it's a Tikra, like we explained, and then you have Betulei Tikra. So the Gain says there's really two different reasons to Paskin that way. First of all, you have the reason because the Rishayim, the Ramban, and the Mechamis, and the Ritva, and the Ran, and they all hold that there's no such thing as bitulei tikkur once it's dalit, the whole sugi is tumas not dalit. If it's not dalit, why is it possible? Because the tikkur has exeris tikkur, like we explained. So according to Rav Yishainen, there's absolutely no makim in the world to say that when it's dalit, it's kashit, and that's one reason to pass him like the second day of the Shulchan Aruch. But he says there's another reason. Let's say you learn the sugi like Rashi and Taisis and Chuli that we're talking about dalit. But the question is, do we pass him bitulei tikkur? We're only passing bitulei tikkur if you're passing like Shmuel according to Rabbi Yehuda. But if we're passing like Rav according to Rabbi Meir, then we don't pass bitulei tikkur. Because Rav learns the Mishnah is the same Mishnah as before. Rabbi Yehuda is machshir because he stands hold Xerius tikkur, and Rabbi Meir holds Xerius tikkur, and it's talking about Dalad, and that's why you have Xerius tikkur. So even if you learn the sugi is talking about Dalad, if you're passing like Rav or Levi to Rabbi Meir, so then you're not going to have bitulei tikkur. Now that would be'etzim come out of Chumrah, if you hold like the Rishayim, if you tack a hold, which Rav Rishayim hold this way, but Kami Rishayim hold this way, if you tack a hold like Rav Elibud or Rav Meir, and you also hold that you have Xavier's tikkur when it's a tikkur, even if it's not Dalad, this is what the Ritva holds, so come out of Lacha L'maisa, whenever it was a tikkur, the fact that it doesn't work, even if it's not Dalad. That would be a third Mahalach Imsach in the Rishayim. Because we have two machlekesin. We have a machlekesin asking you talking about when it's dalit, and even by dalit, bitulei tikkur works if you hold bitulei tikkur works, and when it's not dalit, it's bechlal no xavius tikkur. Or is asking you talking about when it's not dalit, and even then there'll be xavius tikkur. And then if bitulei tikkur works, if it's not dalit, it works. But if it is dalit, then there's no such thing as bitulei tikkur. So come at one afkimina, if it's dalit, and you're mefakvik that according to Kami Rishayim it doesn't work, and that's the Eish Mishayim of the Shulchan Aruch. But we'll come at another nafkimina. If you hold like Rav Elibud the Rabbi Meir, it's like we said, then we know paskin bitulei tikkur. Now, if you hold like the Rishayim that the sugi is only dalit, so only dalit would be a problem. But if you hold like the Rishayim that the sugi is even when it's not dalit, so even if it's not dalit, it'll be a problem. Lamaskana. So come days, there is a sad in the Rishayim, even not Dalad, the halacha mefakvik won't work. If you hold the Xerius tikkur, even if it's not Dalad, like those Rishayim, and we don't hold the bitulei tikkur, you could hold that la halacha we hold like Shmuel according to Buda, and then we hold the bitulei tikkur, but that only works when it's not Dalad. Or you could hold, like the first day of the Shulchan Aruch, like Rashi Taiz, the sugi is talking about Dalad, and we pass it like Shmuel according to Buda, and bitulei tikkur works even if it's Dalad. That's the sugya. Now a few more aris. First of all, what's mefakvik? Rashi's lashon is seiser umenaneis kula. You take it apart and you shake all of it. The Rambam Pirush Mishnayim also says it's lashon sheyakir oisim b'mkayman umen amesmeirim shekavu b'hen. You take them, meaning the boards, from their places and from the mesmeirim, from the nails that they're affixed to them. That's what also the Rav Batnur and Ur Zeruah says. The Rosh though says, Meser is hamasmeirim shenkvum behem. He just says to remove the nails. It's mashu, removing the nails itself is enough, which is a shikl chiddish. Fatasev loim and asa, you didn't really move the schach, but when you remove the nails, that's like an asiya that makes the tasev loim and asa. But that's what the Rosh says, as that is mashu, the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch also say the same lashin. Meser is hamasmeirim shenkvum behem. It's a great chiddish. The Bach wants to say Rashi also holds that way. That Rashi, it says that Seisim and Aneas Kula means when there's no Mesmeirim. When there's Mesmeirim, removal of the Mesmeirim is good enough. But the Pirush Mishnayos Rambam is Mashma, you need both. Sheyakar Oisim Kaiman Umin and Mesmeirim Shekvu Ben. The Rambam also, the Rambam in Yad, Hilchasuka Perikela Chaches, his law is in Pikbek Hanesarim Vehenin HaMesmeirim L'Shem Sukkah. Sounds like you need both. Pikbek Hanesarim to move the Nesarim, the boards, and to move the nails. Maybe the Rush also holds you have to move the boards. He just says remove the nails, it means in addition to moving the boards, because you would think that even without moving the nails, you just move the boards, you shake the boards. Let's say it's hanging loosely on the nails, and you could shake them, and the Rush says that's not good enough. You have to shake them without the nails. You got to remove the nails when you do the shaking. Maybe that's what the Rush means. Mishnah Berurah is Paskins Lamaisa Shulchan Aruch, like we said, the Lashon of Shulchan Aruch is just Meser and Mesmerim, Hakvum Bem, the Lashon of the Torah and the Rush. But the Mishnah Berurah says, no, you have to move the boards. Taking over the nails is not enough. Not like the Pashat and Mashmais of the Shulchan Aruch and the Rush, maybe also like the Karban and the Sanal, But he brings in the Sharetzi and the Chayadim Basols that way. He brings all these Rishainim that say Mefurish that way. Rashi, the Rambam, the Rav, the Arzurua, that's how he passes the Lachalamaisa. So that's about Mefakfek. Now, Neidelachas Benetayim is an interesting Machlekes Rishainim. Rashi says, Neidelachas Benetayim, that if it's less, if you're going like the man, the Omer, that Schach Pasul Bem says four Tfachim, so we have a whole sugya later about it. So how is it going to help to be Neidelachas Benetayim? You still have Pasul Schach. So Rashi says it's talking about, like the Gemara Leah describes it, like Rashi said before in Daf Yedaleh Amud Beis, that you have, you start with a Neser on both sides, Neser Pesel, Neser Pesel, Neser Pesel, and the two Psalim, the two Schach Kashas are in the middle, and then they have eight Tfachim in the middle of a Shir of Schach Kashas, and then you have Daifin Akuma till that. He says that, according to the Gemara later, Rav holds that there's no din of Dalet Tfachim Bensa. Somebody could say it's Pasha, there's no Shir to Pasel. But Rashi shows, Neitel Achzmin the time is with the whole Cheshbin, with the Neser Pesel, like Rashi says, to have the Tup Solom Be'emsa. But the Rishayim don't like the Abshan in the Mishnah. They say it's not Mashmah that way. Neitel Achzmin is Mashmah, the whole Sukkah is Kasher. Doesn't sound like it's just putting the Tup Solom in the Emsa, it doesn't sound that way. So, if you hold, like we spoke before, that the Mishnah is talking about when it's not Dalet, so it stims. So what's the vart of Neitel Achzmin the time? You have Roiv Schach Kosher, or Max Schach Kosher, and that's good enough. And you don't have a Shir Schach Puzzle. When you have a Shir Schach Puzzle, so it's not good enough to have Roiv Schach Kosher, like we had before. But when you don't have a Shir Schach Puzzle, if it's not Dalet Vachem, so it's good. Now, Rabbi Kinega and the Eli Rabba both say that the Ramban al Lachamis and the Ridva, that hold, that the Mishnah is talking about when there's no Dalet Vachem, they hold that when there is Dalet Vachem, Night Lachman in time doesn't help. Because they're not going with Rashi's Neitel Achzmin HaTayim, that would of course help. But their Neitel Achzmin HaTayim is to be makshed the whole Sukkah, and that's only when you don't have Dalet Tfachim. But the Magen Avraham says the Rambam's Mavur not the way. The Rambam says Mefakfik doesn't work when you have Dalet Tfachim. The Rambam's Klor Meduik that Neitel Achzmin HaTayim does work even when you have Dalet Tfachim. But what's the Pshat? He says a Gamal B'Gazach. He says that Neitel Achzmin HaTayim, and this Mashman the Rif also, as far as passive limit us is concerned, Neitel Achzmin HaTayim is an asiyah on the whole Sukkah. And what about Xeris Tikra? Even though we said before that these Rishayim hold when it's Dalet Fachim, there's no Betulei Tikra, Mefakvik doesn't work. Why? Because you're using Pasul Nesarim. But if you take out half the Nesarim and put it in with Tzchach Kasher, so everyone saw you did that. So there's no Royan either. The problem is, who knows that you're mefakvik? Only you know about it. But here, when you're neitel achzmin time, everyone sees you neitel achzmin time. So that works even for Xeris Tikra. As I tie it to Magen Avraham, he says it's mefurish in the Rambam. The Rambam says that when you're mefakvik, it works for who shalo yehei as the neser dalet fachin, or you could be neitel achzmin time. It doesn't say there that the neser can't be dalet fachin. Feinstein's that works in all cases. So context, what's Pshat and Neitel Achzmin HaTayim? Rashi says that if there's a shear of Schach Pasul B'Dalet Fachim, so Neitel Achzmin HaTayim only works when you're going to have the eight Fachim Be'emtza. Because Rashi holds the Mishnah's Tom B'Dalet Fachim. Through Shainim hold the Mishnah's not Tom B'Dalet Fachim, so then Stam it works. Because you have Rav Schach Kasher, or half Schach Kasher, and you don't have a shear of Schach Pasul. But the Magen Avraham's Mechadish in the Rambam, that Neitel Achzmin HaTayim works even when you have a shear, because when you neitel achzmin HaTayim, it becomes kasher. I didn't see that the Ramban and the Ridva hold now like the Magen Avraham, that Vegan, the Liyaram, Nem on, not that way. I didn't see what the Hechich was. And if you're going to say that, you'll have to be matchik in the Mishnah. They do say the Mishnah's Tumat even when there's no Dalet Fachim, but you'll have to say in the Mishnah, according to them, the Mishnah's Tumat dafka when there's no Dalet Fachim, because they insist that neitel achzmin HaTayim helps the Etzim. And they don't say clearly that the reason why it helps is because there's no Dalet Fachim. Could be the whole like the Rambam that helps even if it's Dalet Fachim, like the Magen Avraham says, but that's the Rambam. And Vegan and the Rabbi say not the way, but I don't see clearly what the Hechrich is. One more Ara. The Mishnah starts off Tikra She'ein Olam Aziva. Doesn't have cement. The Magen Avraham brings an interesting Chiddush from the Ralbach and the Knesset Gdela that if it had cement, then you can't be Mefakim for Neitel Achzmin HaTayim. If the Tikra started off without cement, then you have the Mishnah, and the Fakvik, and the Neitel Achzmin HaTayim, you have the whole thing. But if the Tikra started off with cement, then even if you remove the cement, but I guess it's Xavier's tikra, even when you mefakvik a date lachas a main time. The Magavram says it's sarachim lemaisa, because maybe it could be, sounds like fakarit. You did more of a maisa, not less of a maisa. Why? Because it originally had maziva. Now it's going to be a problem, even if you were mefakvik a date lachas a main time. But he wasn't sure. He says sarachim lemaisa. The achrenim, the Mishaburu brings that the Haskamas HaPeskin was that way. That of course, the fact that it had maziva earlier, if you're going to remove all the maziva, and then be the fact that Kanaita Laksman Itayim, Avada, that would work. He says, Ali Rabba says, even the Marabach says that Lamaskana. He just started off not that way. The Sasemis clears that maybe just like we said in the Rush, the Pashas of the Rush is removing the nails itself as an Asiya, so maybe by Tikra Sheishla Maziva, removing the maziva itself is an asiyah. And you don't even need to do pikvah kanait lachzim in Italian. He claims such a svar. So that would explain the diik of tikrusha maziva fakarit. But the pashtus says it doesn't matter if it had maziva. If it has maziva, so you take off the maziva, and then you do the pikvah kanait lachzim in Italian.